Y'all know what time it is, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into another edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, episode 341, reaction time, coming at you. Reaction Monday, folks, the last Monday, sitting here recording this on the last Monday in February 27th, 2023, folks. If you're new to the podcast, of course, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, the latest in what's going on between the three divisions, biggest divisions in all of NASCAR, between the Craftsman Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and Cup Series, three biggest divisions of all of NASCAR, folks. Auto Club, man, getting right on into it, folks. And before that, actually, great conversation with Phil Spain of the Pit Box Press. I almost got it mixed up again. Very tricky to say, but from the Pit Box Press, Phil Spain. That episode is up now, wherever you get your podcast. That's episode 340 of the EG3 3Y Podcast. A must listen. Obviously, this is still, well, we're coming to the end of Black History Month, but we celebrate that every day, and particularly, mostly in February, but it's Black History Month, as I say, every day. No matter if it's in February, January, or in May. So definitely, that's a must listen. That was a tremendous interview with Phil Spain. And I thank him for taking time out of his busy schedule to have that amazing interview with him. And we'll probably have him back in later down the road in 2023. We'll see what cards shake out there. But seriously, that was a great conversation with Phil. So that is a must listen. So go, and before you listen to this reaction, or whenever that is up there now, or that's our second interview of 2023, and we got a couple more on tap already. So I'm very excited where this is going for this podcast. So definitely, I want to do more interviews instead of recaps. But we're still going to react. But I want to do more interviews, more stories than just race recaps and all that stuff. That was the goal, whole purpose of this year, to try to change things up of the trajectory of this podcast. So that's a must listen right there. And of course, Isabella Robusto, that's been out for a while now. Go back to the EG3 archives and find that. That was our first interview of 2023. So much good content in waiting here on this podcast. All right, so yesterday, right? Fontana, the Cup race, and we could easily be sitting here talking about Kyle Busch winning three races. How fitting, like something would have fell here, a decision could have fell here, and we were sitting here last week talking about Kyle Busch, and in my opinion, it was a mistake by Richard Racing, splitting the cars up there and letting them choose one. I mean, I understand it, but in my opinion, you just quit playing around with it, right? So Kyle Busch, we could have been easily sitting here talking about Kyle Busch had an opportunity to win the Clash. Yes, no, it's not a points race. It's not a points race, but he had a chance to win the Clash as well. So yeah, I agree with the commentators yesterday, Mike Joy, Tony Stewart, Clint Bowyer. This is bad. This is bad for the competition here. And obviously, this team was already winning races with Tyler Reddick. Now you put somebody else in the car. That's a two-time champion, is won now 61 Cup Series wins in the Cup Series. That and counting. You didn't want to see that. You did not want to see that. You did not want to see that. And the fact of the matter is, Ross Chastain had the fastest car probably up until that point with Kyle Busch, that last pit sequence there where Kyle Busch decides to pit early, get ahead of Chastain. Nope. Chastain and Kyle pitted at the same time. And Kyle Busch, I think it was Kyle Busch who made them. No, it was, I want to say Kyle Busch got in there first. I can't remember. It's been almost pretty much over 24 hours. I'm tired. Didn't get enough sleep last night. So I'm going to make this reaction a little bit short here in this episode, since the episode with Phil went an hour long. So I didn't want to talk about this too long. But yeah, so Kyle Busch went to Auto Club the last time, folks. We're going to see that track at 2 Mile. Very sad. Very sad there. And of course, there are going to be no races there next year due to all the construction, all that. So like I said in the last week's edition of the 3Wide Podcast, I said that earlier. So, but yeah, you did not want to see that. Kyle, you didn't want to say Kyle went in, and he gets it a few weeks earlier, folks, than he did what he did last year. We had to wait until Bristol Dirt, and then he went in no more. So for that to happen and the way that team's rocking and rolling already, I would not be shocked to see Kyle Busch be the first repeat winner. Yes, you hit it here first on the three-wide NASCAR Pilots EG3. Kyle Busch, I'm going to put it out there right now. Kyle Busch is going to be the first repeat winner. Whenever that comes, whether it's this week, he'll have a shot to win his home track at Vegas as the West Coast swing will continue this week, the Vegas there. I will not be shocked he was back-to-back, but again, that could come at any time, so... Yep, I'm putting my cards on the table. Kyle Busch will be the first repeat winner of 2023. Mark it down, folks. I'm telling you that right now. So, but yeah, Ross Chastain again, Trackhouse Racing. That was the question coming in on the other side of the coin, right? Trackhouse Racing, how they were going to show up, right? Well, they picked up. I feel like they picked up right where they left off. If I can see fine here. Yeah, there we go. Right where it left last year. And both of these cars last year were fast. Daniel Suarez was, in my opinion, let's see, the fastest car there. And he failed to execute the race last year. And Ross Chastain this year won both stages, stages one and two, and then came up short there. Chase Elliott was running Kyle Busch down, but Kyle Busch was way too far out in front. They were putting some fast laps down at the end of that race there. So already, you saw a lot of mixtures of manufacturers and teams in between the top 15. JGR was up there at one point, did not lead much. Excuse me. Did not lead a whole lot there. Yeah, it was the Ross Chastain show for a lot of it there until Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch was, at one point, had a restart in the back of the field there as well. There's a lot of stuff that happened yesterday. The big one, Calamity Central on the front stretch there. Truex, he had to rally back from pit issues, not once but twice yet again. There was just a whole lot of stuff in between there. And then Kyle Busch rallying back. You knew he was going to be a factor going in there. And Kyle Larson, the other Kyle, who was heavily favored there, had issues early, did not recover electrical problems there earlier. That sucks because they're supposed to be high practice. If that weather, like snow and all that, don't happen, Kyle Larson might be, and he was not up front. He was in the back end of the top 10 when the electrical problems happened. So I highly doubt he was even up front anyways, but that just took him completely out of the mix there. As well, yeah, Alex Bowman was up front there numerous times there. Harvick challenging there. One of my fantasy picks from the week came through there on that end. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole right now. But, yeah, so Kyle Busch wins again. Let's see if I can pull up my tab here to my computer here. See, the Pala Casino 400 went down yesterday with the Cup Series. Any Xfinity Series race, we'll go over that quickly here as well here. Let's see. She lead changes 28 among 28 drivers. No, excuse me, 28 times between 13 drivers there as well. Kyle Busch there winning the 26th running of the Pala Casino 400. It's been named a couple times there, as I already mentioned. 61st victory in the Cup Series there. And no cars did not go to the back of the field there. There were 8 cautions for 38 laps there in this thing here. Let me see if I find Chastain. Chastain, yeah, he finished third in it. He led the most laps with 91, and he came up on the short end of the stick this time around. There as well as a Trackhouse picking up right back where they left off last year there. And Chase Elliott kind of came rolling in that fourth quarter of that race there to come in second in that race there. So let's take a look here at the top 10. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3 Reaction Edition of this podcast, episode 341. We already went down to the first three. So Daniel Suarez, so Trackhouse, right? 3 and 4. Kevin Harvick finished fifth. Denny Hamlin, the lead Toyota guy for the Toyota camp, finished sixth. Brad Keselowski, folks. Brad Keselowski, strong run. RFK looked very good. Backed up what they did at Daytona. Keselowski finished 7th. That's a whirlwind of what happened last year. Alex Bowman was up front most of the day, finished 8th. How about RCR? Both cars finishing inside the top 10. Austin Dillon, who finished in the top 5 last year in this race, rallied back to finish in a nice spot. He started all the way back in the 28th position. That is the deepest. No, it's not. Chase Elliott started 33rd, so I checked that on that. Joey Logano rounds at the top 10 for Penske. He even finishes in the 10th spot there in the Paul Casino 400. Martin Truex Jr. rallied back from being 2 laps down to finish 11th. Stenhouse, the 500 champ, 12th. And he was hovering in the top 15 most of the day. This is what I talked about on the last episode. Not the interview, but the last reaction episode. How was this team going to respond after all that media, post-media, going out, traveling to Chicago, going to all these places, Ricky Stenhouse? How are you going to respond? Well, that answers the question right there. You needed a top 15 run there. If you finish back, I agree with Brett Griffin of DBC, you got to finish at least top 15. And Stenhouse and JTG answered the bell right there. Great run for them. Chris Buescher, who was at one point in the top 5, finished 13th. Corey LaJoy ran inside the top 15 all day. So this is somebody you're going to have to watch, I think, this 7 car. Kudos to where it's done. He ran in there all race long. Kudos to Corey LaJoy. Harrison Burton, nice top 15 run in 15th. Ty Gibbs, Ty Gillen, Michael McDowell, Eric Jones, Chase Briscoe, 16th through 20th. Chase Briscoe, huge disappointment, in my opinion, yesterday there. He had a battle back from a lap down as well. 21st through 25th had Justin Haley, Noah Gregson, J.J. Yaley, B.J. McCloyd, William Byron. I think he was one of the cars that got caught up in that mess, that melee in the front stretch there. But William Byron, this is the second time he's got up in somebody's mess for the second straight week and one. He can't buy some luck right now for him. Blaney, oh goodness, Ryan Blaney finishing 2nd in stage 1, ran into trouble in that same wreck with Byron and a few others, Christian Rebell, Priest, Almirola. Yeah, a lot happened at that restart there where, of course, Joey Logano stacked the field and everybody went spinning on the front stretch and on that car, sitting cars. Bell took some shots there as well. So, very unfortunate for them. And Ryan Blaney, he had a car looked like it was going to be a top 5 car. Again, Blaney with the bad luck there for him. And then go down the line. Well, we start with Blaney. 26th and 30th, Blaney, Cody Ware, Austin Cindric, Kyle Larson, Bubba Wallace. Bubba Wallace also up in the top 12, top dozen for most of the day as well. He had to battle some, looked like some mechanical issues as well toward the end of this race as well. So early on, same thing with William Byron. Bubba Wallace can't buy luck either right now. I know it's early to say we're 2 races in. I know that, but whew, the handcuffs are pretty bad right now. Speaking of Bubba Wallace, well, no, we're going to go 31st to the rest of the finishing order here for the Paula Casino 400. Ty Dillon had issues, 31st. Christopher Bell, that I talked about. Here's the rest of the guys that were in that mess. Bell, Priest, Reddick, 34th. Almirola, 35th. And A.J. Allmendinger. Damn it. And I had A.J. Allmendinger in one of my fantasy leagues as well. Damn it. That was a good play. And he got caught up in that mess. Well, actually, he spun. And it was Corey LaJoy. Corey LaJoy was kind of a magnet for trouble early in the race yesterday as well. But I gave Corey LaJoy's props. He did run inside the top 15 all day, seriously. There, but Allmendinger, that was a good sneaky play for me. Unfortunately, it didn't pan out. He finished dead last there in the race there. So all eyes will be on Vegas coming up. Yeah, Kyle Busch, we could be easily sitting here talking about he won the first 2 races, or even you can take it back to the Clash, win all 3 of those races. So, Randall Burnett, Richard Childress, they got it going on right now. And you can also say the same thing for Austin Dillon, too, as well. Austin Dillon, if RCR doesn't screw that up, we could be sitting here saying, damn, we could go for 2 for 2 Honestly, seriously. I mean, you put yourself in position, and Kyle Busch even kind of been joking around, saying that, oh, we'll look into that thing one day. Oh, we'll do this one thing. And maybe so. But Austin Dillon, same thing. And Austin Dillon drove up to like 6th or 7th. I know at one point when the pit cycles were going on, he was up to 4th or something like that. So RCR off to a strong-ass start here in 2023. Any concerns? Not yet. Again, I will not be shy. I already put all the cards on the table. Like, you heard it here first on the 3Y Pod. Kyle Busch, he's going to be first repeat winner. I'm telling you right now. A lot of mojo. Kyle's out to prove something. I think it was a mistake letting Kyle Busch go. If I was Joe Gibbs Racing there. But, Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, and I think Kyle Busch got that chip on his shoulder. Like, hey, I ain't playing around no more. This is my opportunity to go to George Childress and make them championship contenders. That was pretty much the story going in. It's automatically puts them. I was just curious going in, like, okay, RCR, they're all right. Tyler Reddick's up there. Austin Dillon too consistent. Well, all of a sudden, Austin Dillon's raised his level of performance as well. So it's good. I bashed Dillon. Austin anyways. All right, keep an eye on this. Okay. As we got things going on outside right now. As I'm recording this just after work. We got a lot of some activity going on outside the house. So gotta keep an eye on what's going on here. But we good. We straight. But yeah, that's something to keep an eye on there. Trackhouse continuing to do what they've been doing. And we'll see how this all plays out. We're going to a mile and a half next in Vegas coming up this weekend. All three series are going to be in action. The trucks are back after the week off. So, yeah, you go back to if you had practice. That issue with Kyle Larson doesn't happen. Then you figure out, you find the problem, you neutralize it, you solve it, you don't have that problem there. There's a couple other, Bubba Wallace, you don't have that issues if that is figured out in practice as well. So a lot happened in that race yesterday there. But at the end of the day, that 8 car in that Lucas Oil colors got the victory lane there, and Kyle Busch gets his first victory for Richard Childress Racing, more importantly, very early in the season. That is huge. Because you don't want to wait in the middle of the season to do that. You got that first one out of the way quick. And now, I'm afraid that's going to start reeling off something there. And way to Austin Dillon as well as raise his level of play. It would not be long. I wouldn't be surprised if Austin Dillon, and particularly with these short tracks coming up in a few weeks with Bristol Dirt, Martinsville being another one as well. I'm keeping that more of an eye on that 3. On that 3 car for sure. Again, I'm not going to go back to the standings. Maybe I'll check in on that after the West Coast swing. I'm not going to dive into that right now. It's with everything kind of all over the place right now. So we'll check in on that. And we'll save that for after the West Coast swing. So we'll go more in depth with that as well. This is the 3-1 NASCAR Podcast EG3 Cali reaction. The last 2-mile race out there in Fontana, California. Ends with West Coast boy Kyle Busch taking the chicken flag away from Ross Chastain and Chase Elliott there as we turn our attention now to the Xfinity. And that is not what I want. Well, actually, that is. So, never mind. So, we turn our attention now to the other series where race got postponed. The Xfinity series I'm talking about. Race got postponed, folks, during because of the weather, snowy, rainy. It's snowy California. Yeah, that as well. At the end of the day, I did not. Of course, this race is on FS2, so I had an opportunity to do it. I did not pay attention to this race. I did not watch this race. To be flat honest, I did look at some of the highlights of it. So, did not watch the race since it was afterwards, and I wanted to watch something else. Given the fact, but at the end of the day, JH, he got his first win with his new team. Joe Gibbs Racing, John Nemechek, getting it done. And this was, and oh, by the way, the lineups were set based on metric. I'll throw that in there as well. My pick, I'm going to go ahead and say this right now, Cole Custer. I said it on the podcast last week. Cole Custer, hands down, I was going to pick him. Sure enough, won both stages and had a tire go down late. Damn it! the finish 27th there in that race right there. Very fortunate there, but John Hunter Nemechek takes advantage of it. He led 49 laps in this race here. JH ended up leading, and I gotta get a text out here, so I'm gonna try to talk here in text at the same time here. He ended up leading the most laps, and winning the race as that. And we're gonna go right to the top 10. Like I said, I'm being straight up honest. I did not watch the race. I watched the highlights of it. So since it was on FS2, I don't understand why it could be on FS1. I don't understand that. I mean, yes, Fox has a contract with the Truck Series, right? I mean, Fox has a slate of games. It's still part of the Fox family. You could have moved that to FS1 and whatever it was. We're going to take a timeout here real quick. We'll take a break here. We'll come back and finish up the rest of this reaction episode. 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3 coming back after this. What up, NASCAR Nation? Back on this reaction edition of 3Y Pod with EG3, Eddie Greer III here. Back here in Manhattan, Kansas. Again, make sure you guys check out. It's a must listen. You guys are going to love episode 340 with my guy, Phil Spain, from the Pit Box Press. Sat with him for over an hour. The show was on the road because I ran a half marathon over the weekend. So definitely it's a must listen. Go check that out, along with Isabella Robusto as well. Go check those episodes out as well. If you're new to the show, welcome on board the show. And if you love what you're hearing tonight or in that conversation, definitely make sure you subscribe to the podcast. All right, so finish up the reaction episode here, the Xfinity series, before I got the phone call. Look, Sam Mayer, he ran very well last year for Junior Motorsports, got second place there. Justin Allgaier finishes third there. We're going right down the line here. Chandler Smith, ooh-wee, no surprise here. Rookie season for colleague, finishes in the fourth spot, attaboy to Chandler Smith. Josh Berry, again, he was a contention last year for this race and came a little bit short. This time around, he finishes fifth. Austin Hill, the Daytona winner, sixth. Herbst, seventh. Robert Herbst has become a top 10 machine, and I really like the progress of this 98. I think this 98, and I said it last year, and I'm going to transfer it and say it again. I think he's going to find victory lane at some point. He's ran consistently too much not to keep that boy out of victory lane. Austin Dillon doing double duty yesterday for a colleague in a 10 car. He finishes eighth. Brett Moffitt for AM Racing comes home in a nice spot. Brett Moffitt knows how to get around on these type of racetracks. Attaboy to him. And Parker Kligerman for Big Machine Racing coming home in a 10th spot there. In the 10th position right there. He scores stage points in both stages. Remember, Parker Kligerman, folks, is running full-time in that ride. So, again, we're going to check the standings after the West Coast swing. So, again, I'm not going to dive into that right now. We will deeper dive in all the series once the West Coast swing concludes in 2 weeks. So we'll do that as well. The cautions there, 10 for 41 laps. Nine drivers, the lead changed 23 times among them as well. Cole Custer scored both stage wins there and, of course, had tire issues late. Others that scored stages in both here. Let's see if I can point them out here. The 20 of John Nemechek both scored stage points in both. Let's see here. Doing elimination by progression here. I think that's it. Nope. The 10 car, Austin Dillon. But he's full-time. That doesn't really count. There, Riley Herbst, both stage points in both stages as well. So, not too bad. And Parker Kligerman, stage points in both two stages as well. Shout out Parker Kligerman on the podcast. So, there you go. Right there. So, again, next up is Vegas as well for the Xfinity series as well. So, I'm going to switch gears here real quick here. So, that was the Production Alliance Group 300 yesterday. What was the nightcap due to weather on Saturday afternoon for the Xfinity Series. Next up, the Alsco Uniforms 300 for the Xfinity Series. I don't have the time for that, so you can check for that You guys can check in for that. The truck series, the last time they're on a track, of course, Daytona, where we saw defending champ Zane Smith take the checkered flag in a rain shortened race there. Next up, it is going to be the Victoria's Voice 200 Friday night primetime race on the FS1 there. So we'll see if Zane Smith can make it 2-for-2 or will somebody else step to the plate and challenge Zane Smith there as well. And of course, the Cup Series, folks, back to them to end the podcast here. Vegas, right? You have the Pennzoil 400 going down on Sunday afternoon when the calendar turns March in 2023. All three series, folks. Three wide with NASCAR. Three wide pot with EG3. Las Vegas gets the triple header, so all three series will be in action, and we'll have it all covered for you here in a 3Wide podcast with EG3, and a possible another special guest interview coming up this weekend as well. I gotta get back to my possible special guest on that as well. We are cranking them out here early on in the season, so along with those interviews, you want to check out previews of anything that I did for Speed Week. That's up there as well, so we got a lot of content already out, good content for you guys as well. So you big NASCAR fans, you love your NASCAR, definitely you want to add the 3Wide NASCAR podcast to your collection of racing podcasts out there as well. There's a lot of good content out there, so you want to make sure you add this to your collection of podcasts. But yeah, Kyle Busch, the story, Richard Childress Racing, Kyle Busch, is this the revenge tour this year? He's off to a pretty good start, if you ask me that question. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Shortened to the point, folks, of this podcast here. Really not much. It's straightforward. California, again, very sad to see it go. Well, at least a 2 mile go. We saw a lot of action, and shout out to the fans that made the trip out there. Oh, it was a good crowd out there. Well, I didn't make it out there, obviously, but there was a lot of people out there from what TV was showing from Fox yesterday of that race. So definitely kudos to them for the fans showing out over there. We'll see. Definitely going to be missed for sure, because there have been a lot of iconic moments during that time frame of when Auto Club first opened up back all the way back in the good old days, maybe the heydays of NASCAR. Back in the 90s, there's, well, yes, I'm dating myself, so definitely, it's going to be missed for sure, but it's going to be interesting when they finish that whole product, that reconfiguration from a 2 mile to a short track. Very interesting stuff right there as well. Again, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, you can find it wherever podcasts are found, folks. Again, we appreciate you for, again, tuning into today's or tonight's, whenever you listen to this episode of the Fontana Reaction Edition of the podcast. The last time we're going to see the Fontana California Speedway, or you can say Auto Club Speedway, at a 2 mile track. Cannot believe it right there. And we did see, and of course, my guy get hit. Yes, I'm going to go off a little tangent. My guy got hit with the pit road penalty, the first tire off of the season. So yeah, those crew chiefs, those pit guys, going to have a nice little mini vacation coming to them. They're going to have to miss out the rest, I believe, of the West Coast swing and probably two more races, I'm not mistaken, there as well. Thought I mentioned that as well. Yeah, like I said, a lot happened between Ross Chastain dominating the race and Kyle Busch picking up the stick and slamming in the door on Chase Elliott and Ross Chastain there as well. Folks, that's going to do it on another race reaction edition of this podcast. Again, a lot of content has come out of this camp here, so definitely you want to be a part of it. Make sure you hit subscribe if you've... Also, review as well, 4 or 5 stars only. I'm going to apply the same rule. I'm going to apply the same rule like my other podcast, my K-State podcast. None of this 1-star stuff, because I saw somebody, a couple people pointed out to me that they saw 1-star. That really irritated me. So, none of that. If you don't want to star it, that's okay. I'm totally fine with that. But yeah, you're going to do that. Don't even bother. But 4 or 5 star rating, I know everyone says 5 star, but hey, realistically, 4 or 5 stars, it helps this podcast tremendously get out there to the new NASCAR fans out there. That's gonna wrap it up over Fontana edition of this podcast. Again, we will be back next week with another reaction of all three series, folks, from Vegas, and another possible, be on the lookout for another special guest interview coming out this weekend as well. I will be recording that on Friday, if as long as the guest agrees with that. Unless otherwise, I have to move it somewhere else. But for right now, let's go. The checkered flag has waved on the Fontana edition of this podcast. EG3, Eddie Greer, appreciate you. You have been listening to another edition of the 3-1 NASCAR podcast with EG3. We'll talk to you guys after Vegas.
Your podcasts, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3 wide. 3 wide.